This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. General Motors made a big announcement back in November, you might remember. Said it's going to close as many as 5 plants, lay off 15,000 people, stop producing a bunch of models as well, all with a goal of saving $4.5 billion by the year 2020. GM CEO Mary Barr made another announcement today. Full-year profits for 2018 are going to be better than the company predicted just a couple of months ago, and 2019 is looking pretty good as well here and in China. As we said in the wrap a minute ago, it's a country that is the source of great worry for many a corporation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Let's start with the economic backdrop to today's news from GM. There's a lot of anxiety out there. Economists see weakening demand for new cars and domestic and international headwinds.
The current shutdown, interest rates, the tariff and trade negotiations and risk.
That's analyst Jeff Schuster at LMC Automotive. Schuster says with the layoffs and plant closures already announced, GM has gotten itself into position to operate more leanly and meanly in 2019.
As part of their restructuring, they are able to not only weather the slower volume, but continue to grow earnings per share.
Going forward, GM will be focusing on its most profitable vehicles, like this Chevy Silverado and GMC Yukon. New models come out this year, and more are on the drawing board, says Paul Eisenstein at thedetroitbureau.com.
They'll emphasize utility vehicles, perhaps more pickups, and certainly a lot more electric vehicles.
The slowdown in China has a lot of automakers worried, but David Whiston at Morningstar says GM's product mix, including luxury vehicles like the Cadillac, put it in a good position even as sales volumes fall.
Cadillac's been growing ferociously in China for a number of years now. You can make up for some of that lost volume with much higher prices. And that's why you see GM China doing way better than Ford China right now.
With today's upbeat profit predictions, there was no indication GM is reconsidering its downsizing plans. David Whiston says GM still has plants that aren't operating at full capacity, making vehicles that aren't selling well. So more downsizing could still be coming. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.